Celebrate the historic 100th Greeley Stampede, June 23rd through July 4th, featuring concerts, rodeo, carnival, and more. Tickets available at GreeleyStampede.org.
This is Good Morning NoCo with Brian Carey and Tanner Schwint on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Good morning, NoCo. Welcome back to 103.1 and 1310 KFK. Hope you're having a fantastic Thursday morning, getting closer to that weekend, feeling good. A Rockies wind. I said Rockies wind because that's what's going to be blowing in. We're going to have a major wind event coming up this afternoon and through the next couple of days as well. Welcome back to the show. I'm Brian Gary, Tanner Schwint, our producer, Angel Padilla.
Hi.
And joining us on the phone right now is my buddy Thompson Tindall, better known as Triple T with War Eagle Garage. How you doing this morning, brother? Thompson? Hey, Triple T, are you there?
Hey, I'm here, man. How are you doing?
Hey, we're doing great. I thought were you busy doing something that you had no time for us to jump on the air, brother?
Oh man, you know, getting out doing things, getting stuff ready for a big event at the Speedway this weekend that we've been planning for about 9 months. And so this week has been crazy for me.
I'm sure it has. Well, you know, for those who don't know, why don't you fill us in a bit about War Eagle Garage and what it's all about, buddy?
Awesome. Well, War Eagle Garage is basically an engagement program designed for veterans, returning veterans specifically, but it's open to any veteran. The engagement process is basically to, you know, as a racing team, engage with a racing program that, you know, is set and geared to succeed at the racetrack. But on the same sense, it's also geared to help each individual veteran succeed in their life goals. And we just use motorsports as the medium to help them succeed in whatever they're doing.
Do you find that getting them involved, and I just love the cause, buddy. I love this, Thompson. This is very, very cool. I love anything that helps out vets, but this is a very unique idea of putting together a race team and getting people involved in the business of race cars. And I'm just wondering, how does this really grasp the skills that they learned? You know, the things that they had done in the military, things that made them happy before so and all that, getting their passion back into something. I've got to think that helps them find some self-worth, value, and does a lot of healing.
You know, not only that, it's a bridge, right? You know, I say a bridge in the case that, you know, I'll use my own story. When I got out of the Navy and after the Gulf War, you know, the military is really great about giving you a one-way ticket back home, saying thank you for your service, you're gone, you know, and you get home and things have just changed. Stuff has happened. Your friends have moved on. You know, and you're kind of struggling to find that tribe again and those people around you, it can be challenging. And with when I kind of ran across this team, that in Charleston, South Carolina, it was kind of like, you know, all of a sudden they kind of said, hey, I don't know if you're interested in this, but we have this race car and you have skills, right? The Navy gave you a mechanical and, you know, stuff that goes on. And he said, we could sure use your help. And so that was the bridge. It's like, hey, well, I learned mechanics in the military, and then, you know, and we're still dealing in the race car stuff was more the same thing, but it was like high tech, you know. And so those, you know, and walking in and seeing, like, you know, what's going on these race cars, you know, it's the latest, the greatest, the top notch of equipment, whether it's springs, shocks, motors, whatever's involved, it's the technology that grasped me. Right, that kind of, you know, hey, that's kind of cool. I like that. That's different. You know, or I could relate to, hey, that's like a component that I used to use when I would put on this equipment in the military. You know, so that was the engagement part of, you know, how I, you know, kind of see, you know, the opportunities to be involved with racing team. And, you know, and the other side of this that boils down to, it's just the team around you or the tribe.
Yep.
You know, everybody's ready to help everybody succeed.
Well, Thompson, this is Tanner. Thank you so much for your service, first and foremost. We appreciate that. And learning more about War Eagle Garage here, obviously, you know, what you guys have seen in action and when you served, there's no more of an adrenaline rush. I can't even imagine. I would have to imagine some of that adrenaline during the race, stuff like that. I mean, there's still a little bit of a craving for that. Is that right?
You know, that's a big point. There's a lot of us that get out of the military that, you know, that's one of the things we miss is that those operations when we were doing something, when it was game day, so to speak, right? In our case, it's race day. You know, and that's, I think, in another word, just kind of that opportunity to get into a situation like that to kind of feed a little bit of the our adrenaline junkies out there, you know?
Oh, absolutely. That gets that dopamine going and all that. I mean, it's outstanding. Now, I fell in love with this organization. You know, I did an event with Triple T. We were doing a fundraiser and so forth, and I got to see some of the meet some of the guys involved in all this, and just an amazing group of people. But you were talking about a big event you've got coming up. Is it this Saturday that it's going down?
Yeah, unfortunately.
Yeah. Yeah. Mother Nature doesn't care, does she?
What is scheduled and what may happen, brother? That's
well, what we have is we have at Colorado National Speedway, we are sponsoring the night. We have a sponsor that has came forward to help us expose our program at the racetrack. And so we have War Eagle Garage Night, and it's basically Armed Forces Day. We've worked with the track for a while. We're hoping to make this a staple event for our program on every Armed Forces Day. But we have a couple things that are happening. What we're going to do is we've invited any nonprofit that serves veterans to come out and set up their tent or booth area in front of the track as patrons come in to introduce their nonprofit. Because good part of what we do is one of our missions at War Eagle Garage is to expose veterans to the resources in Northern Colorado in our area, right?
Love that.
There's a lot of great resources out there, a lot of great nonprofits that are doing fabulous work. And so this is an opportunity to showcase, you know, their work. And then we're also, you know, the VIP beer gardens at the racetrack. We're hosting basically what we're calling a warrior gala. It's $50 a ticket. It gets you a barbecue dinner trackside, view the races trackside in a kind of little open bar seating area with some barbecue that'll be delivered. And we're going to try to raise a little money, have some fun, and watch some races.
Well, Thompson, again, we're talking with Thompson with the War Eagle Garage, and there's a lot of information. The flyer is up on their website, wareaglegarage.org as well. But, Thompson, I want to give kudos to you guys because it really does take a village when it comes to tackling these issues and providing the help that our veterans do need. I think that's really cool that you guys are trying to extend it out and get everyone involved because at the end of the day, everybody's got the same goal, and that's to help the people who gave so much for our country.
You know, exactly. And that's the part that I think when you work together, and, you know, there's a old, somebody came up to me and said, well, you're basically, this whole program is idle hands are the work of the devil, right? And I was like, wow, I haven't heard that in a while. But, you know, it's kind of right. It's activities. It's getting engaged, you know, working on something. When you fix something, and I kind of, when I named it the War Eagle Garage, I kind of looked at the garage as an area where you go into somewhere to grab a tool to fix something, tune something, make something better, right?
Yep.
And when you can fix something, right, whether it's your lawnmower or your car, it takes a little bit of stress off of your life, right? You don't have to worry about that anymore. It's working, and I can mow my grass all year long, and I'm good to go. And it's little things like that that I think build upon, that progressive or positive mindset is what we like to call it, is, you know, just a continuous growth in the world. And when we can connect people, inspire people, and just, you know, have a good time doing it all, man, I can't think of anything more fun to do with your life.
No, there is nothing. There's nothing more fulfilling than serving those who served us so greatly. And as Tanner said, Thompson, we appreciate your service, but I appreciate the way that you're continuing to serve our country and our veterans. Absolutely love what you're doing. You're a dear friend, and I just wish you the best of success with this. And as you get more things going on with War Eagle Garage, Thompson, I want you to know that my phone's always ready for you, and we want to promote anything you've got going
on. Open invitation, my friend.
Awesome. Yeah, I hope to get out there. Hey, and I will say, I will thank, we had an awesome kind of silent donor that gave us $15,000 to buy a trailer.
Oh, that's wonderful.
And that's something that you'll see us out in Northern Colorado through the year. And what we're doing is we're basically creating a garage, a mobile garage in this trailer. And we're going to go to different car events or different places and work on our car to get it ready. You know, we have a show car that we're going to build, and then we're going to try to move up into a race car later this year. And so we're going to be out and about in the community. So if there's anybody that has an event that would like us to participate in, you know, just go to the website and shoot me a contact.
Sounds great, man. Well, good luck this weekend. Let's hope that, you know, the weather gives you a chance to get some racing in. But let's get some people out there, continue to build the awareness, and continue to support the veteran community and all the organizations that help our veterans. Again, God bless you, brother. Thanks for your time. Thanks for what you're doing, and I'll talk to you soon, brother.
Awesome. You guys have a great day.
You too. As well. That is, he's my buddy Triple T, Thompson Tindall from War Eagle Garage. Wonderful guy, and I can't speak enough about these organizations that help our veterans.
Well, and it's so cool. WarEagleGarage.org. Again, just click on the events tab up at the top. There's the flyer there that you need with all the information you need. But again, this is what local radio is about, and I'm so happy to continue this on, because my show that I started, you know, a couple years ago, NoCo Now, that is merging with Brian, you've done so much good in this community. But that was one of the things that I always wanted to hammer home, was talking with these nonprofits that have such an impact. I know that it can be, you know, there's somebody's always wanting money from you, and you got to figure out where you want to go with that. Veterans is a very, very good way, and a good group of people to help out at any point. But check out WarEagleGarage.org and consider, you know, make it a donation. Even $10 goes a long way.
And I'll say, the hardest thing for me in life, one of the most difficult things, is for me to ask for money. But when it comes to veteran causes, I will beat down your door to ask for it. So this is one of the things that I will do anything to help raise money for.
No,
so
there's no doubt. Well, thanks to Thompson again, Triple T, for jumping on with us this morning on Good Morning NoCo. Closing in now on 8:18. Still to come, Miles Blumhart with Fort Collins, Colorado. And
absolutely,
Miles is raring to go.
Well, he should be, and there's a lot of things going on with Mother Nature right now and the animal kingdom, and lots of things that he's going to be following as well. So I look forward to visiting with Miles.
We're going to talk about that with what the weather's doing there. We're also going to talk with Miles about David Roddy in the NBA draft. Now that the lottery's over, we know where everybody's sitting at position-wise. It seems like David Roddy's trending towards a first-round pick. That doesn't bode well for CSU fans. We'll discuss that with Miles coming up. It's Good Morning NoCo on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310. KFKA.